Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
This is where we meet. At the center, the beating heart. That fiery passion inside you, let it take over.
Rasmus Dahlin with the overtime winner! The Buffalo Bills are NHL Cup champions.
And let it take you everywhere. This is the city of light, the city of good neighbors. The door is open, so come on in. Around every corner is something fresh, phenomenal. New flavors that you gotta try. Take your time, make a day of it. Then meet us right back here. Hey, we'll bang the drum for you. And of course,
let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
Sorry, we didn't catch that. Let's hear it one more time.
Let's go, Buffalo!
Let's go, Buffalo!
We got a lot of heart here. So wear it on your sleeve.
We love you. Buffalo loves you.
And let them know that this is where you work and play and feel alive. Where you raise a glass and raise your voice, and thousands will join in. These big time moments, the laughter and tears, that feeling of wonder, that sense of belonging. We've come together so you can make these memories here and everywhere. So make sure you meet us at the beating heart of Buffalo.
Well, Dan, my heart is beating. I'll tell you this. That was a fun morning here at KeyBank Center. Welcome to Sabres Live. I'm Marty Perron with Dan Dunleavy today. Filling for Duffer and more than filling in because you were the MC.
I was going to say, I don't know about filling in. This is the best show of the season right here.
The best.
This is going to be the highest rated Sabres Live of today.
Of today. Of this today. 24-hour period.
That's right.
I'll say this. Before we all start, we are at KeyBank Center because the Sabres and KeyBank have announced this partnership for 10 more years that will take it to 2036 with the naming rights. So you will be coming to KeyBank Center for many, many more years to come. It has been since 2016. So this will end up being a 20-year partnership,
yes.
Right, in
yep.
the naming rights of the arena downtown. And when you saw the video, they talked about the heartbeat. I really felt this passion here today for not just the Sabres, the Bandits, the musical acts, the comedians, the shows, everything that has been here at KeyBank Center for the last 10 years and for the next 10 years. Now, the building opened in 1996, but that is, to me, what the last few years have been and trying to build it up, Dan, that has been awesome. Do you remember your last show that you've seen here other than hockey or Bandits game or whatever?
Like, this might be it.
This might be it? That was your last show?
This might be my last
show. No, but the last show you saw here, like musical act, do you remember when you came to see here?
No, I don't remember the last one because when we get on a bit of a roll, we do get to a few.
Yeah.
But I will tell you the most impressive, I don't know if impressive is the word, but the one that kind of caught me by surprise how entertained I was, and because I just wasn't as dialed into a very world-famous artist.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking world-famous artist, even though Paul McCartney's coming back.
It's coming
back,
November, right?
In November. But I had never been to, and I had never really tapped into who or what, I say that with, you know, the quotations
around.
Quotation marks. Yeah. What is a Lady Gaga?
Oh,
so
boy.
I certainly
yes.
have heard, I had heard the name. And I wasn't aware I knew so many songs because I'm a classic rock guy. And I'm kind of stuck in the area I grew up in. Era. I'm not stuck in the area.
You're stuck
That'd
in
be a
that
long
area
drive.
Too, but yes.
But I'm stuck in that era. So for me, when I was given an opportunity to see Lady Gaga here at KeyBank Center, I didn't really know what I was in for. And then I remember coming through the doors. And when you talk about the KeyBank Center or any arena being more than just a hockey game, more than just a concert, more than just a speaker or a comedian, yeah. whatever is in the building. But it becomes a place where you learn something about your community. Mm-hmm. So, and I say that because I had never been to a Lady Gaga show, as just previously stated, on this best-rated Sabres Live
show
for today.
Yes.
And I didn't know anything about her fan base.
Yeah.
So for me to walk in and see how the fan base, people in our community, was that were dressed up and openly being themselves and their characters, and just, I was blown away by that. Yep. Before she even took the stage. And then she started singing, and I thought, oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's a show.
This is unbelievable. So that is the show, I think, if you ask me, and I'm changing the question on you, the memorable one for me, and no, always will be, a Lady Gaga show, because first of all, she's an incredible entertainer. She can sing the lights out. Her fans are amazing and courageous, and I noticed it on that night. So,
well, I'll tell you this. The very first concert I saw in this building was Garth Brooks. So we're going back 20 years, right? Like, I mean, yeah, we're going back maybe even 25 years.
Not
like,
Chris, whatever his alter ego was, but Garth. You
no,
saw Garth.
Garth. Yeah, okay. I saw Garth Brooks. And he did like a bunch of shows in a row. It was amazing. I remember seeing Janet Jackson in this building. Somehow I was gifted tickets to come to see this. And right. I was like, you know, Janet Jackson, yeah, that was some good times in the, you know, 90s or whatnot.
Before or after the malfunction?
It was before the wardrobe malfunction.
Okay.
But what a show she put up. A few years back, I saw Elton John in this building.
Yep.
What an amazing
performer.
Amazing performance.
Elton
that
John
was.
Is the only person I've seen. We're going to get on a music tangent here,
yeah,
until Pete joins us at 12:30. He's the only artist I've seen that stopped a concert in mid-song because he was not happy with how the band was playing behind him or with him. And it was not here. It was somewhere else. But he stopped in mid-song. He just went, stop, stop, stop. And I thought, oh, this must be scripted. But no, he turned around to the band and he said, I'm sorry, folks. And he turned to the band and he said, that was not good enough. We're going to start again. That was amazing.
No way.
Yeah, he started again. That's how much of a perfectionist he is.
When you're Sir Elton John, yeah, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, that was great. Fall Out Boys were awesome too. Saw them here. So it's more than just hockey. And obviously we're a hockey show. And I want to get some of your hockey, you know, thoughts about how the summer has been and whatnot. But this is a very big celebration this morning. I was in the locker room with Rob Ray, which, by the way,
he stole the show. You two,
Rob Ray stole the show. So I was a passenger in the Rob Ray mobile. Let's just put it that way. But at one point, we're doing a celebration, and not only is a celebration of the naming rights for the arena to continue for 10 more years, but where we have the helmets on the desk right now is KeyBank will be the visiting helmet sponsor for the year. So when the Sabres play on the road, they got their white helmets. You will see the KeyBank logos on the side. So as part of being that, so you called
I brought
up,
you up on stage.
You brought me and Rob Ray up on stage.
Along
and
with Chris Gorman, the CEO and chairman of the board for KeyBank, and Terry.
And Pegula. Mr. Pegula. So our job was to have the helmets, Rob Ray and I, and to present those helmets to Mr. Pegula and Chris Gorman, you know, with KeyBank. And so Rob decided to lean in while he gave the helmets, and he says, you guys got to put them on. And I'm right next to Terry Pegula, and I'm like, Mr. Pegula, you don't have to put it on. And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm
taking
doing
the snap
buckle, and Mr. Pegula puts the helmet on, and then Chris is sitting next to
Chris
him.
Chris wasn't like, going to. He thought, I have to now.
I have to
now. Yeah.
And they both put the helmets on, and it was fantastic. Now, I made a snarky
Terry
comment.
Kept it on. He walked back to his seat.
To his seat.
And he kept the helmet on until some people suggested you might want to take that helmet off. But I thought, look, he was enjoying every second of it.
100%.
And why shouldn't he? With a business partner that means so much, as you mentioned, 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, how many rinks do we go to in a season?
It changes every four or 5 years.
It changes all the time. And every night, I just cut your story off.
No, that's fine.
You do yours.
It's good. I'm just saying, like, I leaned in when they were trying to undo the buckles and put the helmet. I'm like, you guys are lucky because those helmets don't fit Rob Ray's head.
No, he wouldn't try that. No.
But Razor stole the show by making Mr. Pegula and Chris Gorman of Key Corp and the CEO to be able to put the helmets on stage in front of everybody.
Well,
what a moment.
And the good news is Rob was not hit with a puck during this celebration, because who knows what would have been said in that moment, right?
There could have been some expletive there.
What I'm trying to say is, Razor, you steal the show every time, and we love you for it, because you really – you made the moment. Obviously, the news is, it's amazing what we learned today. Mm-hmm. what I wanted to say was, when we go to all these different arenas as a broadcast crew, and I know you at home as well, you're probably thinking, well, what's the name of that rink anymore?
Yeah.
So as we're sitting, and for those that don't know, when we're teeing up a game on the road or at home, but mainly on the road, Rob and I are not facing, obviously, the ice. We're facing the camera. So everything is behind us. But before every single shot, so our producer is counting us in, or you guys are talking and getting ready to throw to us, I turn around and do a shoulder check, and
to make
I look
sure
down
you remember
at the name of the arena on the. I do. And the second thing is, I say how grateful I am for being here, because this is such a lucky position to be in, a fortunate one. But the other main reason is this Amerant Arena anymore? Yeah. Is this KeyBank Arena anymore? Is this American Airlines? There's just so many. And obviously, corporate sponsors are so important for every sports franchise.
Yes.
And KeyBank is vital to the Buffalo Sabres right now. And to be that kind of a partner for 20 years without even being involved in anything to do with conversations in regards to the partnership, other than we see a lot of people on the road sometimes who will have fortune of coming out and seeing a Sabres game away from home, and we'll have dinner with some of the representatives. But without getting into all those weeds, I learned something today about how important this rink is beyond the Sabres.
100%.
You know, and that, I think, for me was the message, is when Terry started talking about the amount of money that comes into downtown Buffalo or this community because of all the events that are here, even when we're not here, right? Forget Sabres Live and the billions you bring in, that it's, without it, I can't even imagine. Where else do you come up with it?
Well,
the numbers
talk
were
to
600
Pete Guelli,
million and all that.
CEO
crazy.
Of the Sabres and the Bills at 12:30 here. And we'll dive into some of those numbers, because it was, I did not expect these numbers to be that big. The economic, you know, impact to the community, whatever. Mark,
you
Poloncarz,
were saying you wanted to redo your contract. Now
I may have to talk about it. But Mark Poloncarz, Erie County executive, talked about sales taxes, and he says what people don't understand is that when you buy things here at the, in the building, jerseys, merchandise, food, beverages, whatnot, sales taxes are being shared within the communities of Erie County and the school districts. So the money that is being spent in this building helps the school districts everywhere in Grand Island and in Lackawanna and Buffalo and Orchard Park. It helps the school districts everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Can I just say I'm so glad that Mark went there?
Yes.
Because as soon as the word sales tax came out of his mouth, I thought,
are we
sales
about
tax?
Raising?
What's going on right now?
Yes.
I was a little bit worried for Mark. I thought, oh, sales tax right now? And then here's what, Dan, just stay with me.
Yep.
I'm going somewhere good here. But yeah.
I've got a point, but I got to get
there. I know taxes. Wait a minute. Don't go here right now. But oh, I see what you're talking about.
But it's a fact of life. Yeah. Like, we go everywhere and there's sales taxes everywhere. But I'm just saying the fact that this is a building that, when it's sold out, there's 19,070 fans, Sabres games and Bandits games, and more or less, depending on the way that the venue is for, you know, a MMA fight or college basketball game or an artist coming in. So, but there's a lot of money that comes through these doors that is being spent. But the fact that it's being, you know, put back into the community and helping others in the community, That was a big point.
It's a confirmation I needed. I don't know about you. No. I needed that confirmation.
Well, yes.
After Mark brought it up, like I say, I was a little, where are we going?
So now I'm
good. Okay,
okay,
we're helping out.
So
okay.
I am going to get more tickets to events it. And
I got
to
go buy a few more jerseys before
more
we
jerseys
leave today.
And, all and help her out. So that was good. okay, so you are the play-by-play voice of the Buffalo Sabres, and you did a fantastic job here today.
There was a gaff up there today, but nobody noticed. So that's
nobody noticed.
Thing.
No need to talk about it. No, that's one thing I learned in this business. Yeah. Is
don't bring it up.
It doesn't always go according to plan, but you don't have to point it out.
Just try to tell that so all the young viewers out there who are getting into this business,
yes,
all right, even when it's not perfect, you can still get through it and make it
go
perfect.
With the flow.
Yeah.
Go with the flow. Just so what do you think of the Sabres summer so far? Because it
like
has
it.
Been a very active summer. J.J. Paterka goes to Utah. They bring Michael Kessel ring. They just re-signed Connor Timmins. Well,
so
he brought Timmins and signed him to a contract.
The Sabres made an acquisition within our company. Alexi, who we met earlier, from she used to work for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
So we had a very interesting conversation because she was there for the first of their back-to-back.
Yes.
And I had told her how I admittedly was kind of not rooting for that first one to happen because I thought, no, I'm not happy with, you just going somewhere else and winning,
yes,
and us sitting here watching you win. I did. I sat at home and said, no, I don't. No, I'm a Sabre. I don't want to see this right now. But I started coming around to remembering the guys as human beings,
yes,
like yourself, and playing on other teams. But we had a really interesting conversation about the off season here. And now that you asked me, I'll just give you the same answer I gave her. The Sabres had some definite needs if they want to move forward as a team.
Yes.
Can this team score goals? Yes. J.J. Paterka was an offensive player who obviously is no longer on this team, but what the Sabres got back in return, in my mind anyway, is really hard to find.
Was a need.
You could find a prospect that you hope would become that player, mm-hmm, but the Sabres already acquired a player who's in the league, knows the league, and is already that player.
Yes.
And he still has such a long runway ahead of him that you're in a really good spot with that player. Doan as well, a character guy.
Yes.
Timmins, another character guy who you're not. These players aren't going to be relied upon to be superstars on this team, but they're going to be relied upon every single night to do what it is they were brought here to do.
Support.
And I think
just
that
support.
Yeah, well, it's almost, support's a fair word. I don't
and
even,
you can shine a game here and there, but yeah, look, the focus will be on Tage Thompson and Alex
yeah
Tuck and Rasmus Dahlin.
I'd say more than
Uko
support.
Pekka Luukkonen, like that's going to be that.
Yeah.
But if Kesselring does his job and yeah does the job that we know he can do, then it makes either Owen Power or whatever his partner
yeah
is much better. And then that is supporting, but also having a major impact on the success of the team.
By the way, every summer too, ever since we acquired him, I remind myself how old Owen Power is.
He is, what, 22 now?
Yes.
Okay.
So
I had to think about
we're,
it.
But we're talking
by
about,
by the way, newly, wedded or married.
Married.
Owen Power. Just
imagine
had his
if you got
a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, we see what happened here today. Can you imagine when you got married?
Yep.
If you had to do, well, you do. It's a lifetime commitment.
Yes.
But if someone said you can have a marriage that is a 10-year commitment.
Like,
and then you will then you will negotiate the next 10 years of this, which I guess you do anyway.
It's an everyday negotiation.
You
negotiate.
Probably, do I want another 10 years of this,
you know,
partnership or
is
not?
Is tomorrow going to be good? You're hoping it's good.
But
no.
My point being, I constantly remind myself, because I, like you and everyone else, you get caught up as a fan a lot, because mm-hmm we are. I mean, we work here. We want to be around a winning environment and a winning team as much as the players do. We
yes
really do. We're fully invested. And then when there's times when things aren't going great, whether it be on the broadcast or whether it be on the ice, you certainly on the ice, I remind myself, oh, he's 21 years old, he's 20 years old, he's
yeah
22. We normally wouldn't be so, I don't want to say critical or overanalyzing a player, especially a defenseman in the NHL, until they're 25, 26, 27. Now you're starting to say, okay, there's a fault in a game here. There's something you need
yeah
to correct. 22, there's still the runway is huge. So to your point, I like the fact that Kesselring could be that kind of partner, someone just to lean on, someone else to talk to, a fresh set of eyes, a fresh
different
set of
dynamic to,
yeah
with the
just
game.
Hey, I see how
yeah
you know what, I played against you just a couple of times, but now that I'm with you on the ice all the time, I like this, let's try this or something like that, which is part of growth. So
it is,
I think
part
the team
of growth
grew. I think the team grew in the offseason. Is there more growth that has to happen? 100%.
It's just, it's hard because you look at the Eastern Conference right now, and we're kind of starting on this show to do our teams of the day, and we've only done like four or five teams, but
right
we'll get to all the teams, the 31 teams, and kind of break it down. But when you look at the Eastern Conference, we just did the Carolina Hurricanes yesterday, Duffer mm-hmm and I, and I'm like, well, Carolina's a playoff team. Carolina is one of the better teams. Could they fall off? Could something happen and Carolina falls off? Yes. But you know, you got Ottawa that got in last year. Got Montreal that got in last year. You've got the New York Rangers that I thought were going to be in. They weren't in there.
Yeah.
The Eastern Conference is so tight.
Yeah, it is.
You need a good start, and you need to keep that pedal down for the whole year.
That's what you just said was what I was going to say. Obviously, in our roles, we have time to break down and kind of look ahead for every team. I'm hoping as a player, and I'm assuming as a player because you've been there, you can't have that conversation with yourself. The only conversation these guys should be having with themselves right now is, as a group, together, this is our goal. These are our expectations. And if you live up to your expectations, then you're in it with a chance to win it. if you don't live up to your own expectations, then dream on. It's not happening, right? So the expectations, and I can assume from our core group of guys who have now been here for a few years, right? Starting with Tage and Rasmus, and that
Alex Tuck now.
Alex Tuck, yeah, they're, I'm going to leave names out, but their expectations are, I mean, the conversation of what's happened has not been good enough is obvious because you're not in the playoffs. But if you don't set those expectations and then hold one another to those throughout the year, ups and downs, don't bury each other, lift each other. It's so cliche to say, but that's how Florida built what they built. They had a talented team, but then they got some guys in there that dragged everybody else to a different level. So you got to drag your teammates to a different level. And I think that's...
I'll tell you this, Tage Thompson has done a lot of dragging these last few days because his dad has been in town for the last 2 weeks and he's running them through the drills next door at Lecom Arbor Center.
Yeah.
And I've seen their skates and it is hard.
Good.
They're being pushed. It's late July.
Yeah.
Some years, I didn't even put the gear on until August 1st.
Well, I'm sure though.
I'm not worried about it.
I don't know, but I assume they'll do this and then take a bit of a break in August before you come back in September.
Yeah, but then August, a lot of guys start getting back into the building. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, let's get together. Yeah.
Specifically August the 4th, maybe to the 11th, okay?
And yeah, then maybe. You know what is big here in a couple of weeks will be Erie County Fair. I used to think like...
Isn't it on already? Didn't I see it on the news today? It's on?
No, it hasn't started yet. I think it starts in 10 days maybe. Okay. It's usually the middle of August. It's around my birthday.
Some fair started today. I saw it on the news.
Oh, maybe the Cattaraugus County.
No. Anyway.
Anyway, I used to like going to
that. I just lowered the ratings.
But anyway,
I just lowered the ratings on the best ever show.
When the fair is happening in Buffalo or in Erie County down at the fairgrounds, that usually meant, okay, it's time to ramp it up now, to go to another level. That means you have like 2-3 weeks to camp and you better be ready.
It means I'm outside with a leaf blower making room for the new leaves that are about to fall.
Yeah,
that's what that means.
You and I are doing a lot of yard work.
Getting ready for what's coming, yeah.
No, but that's all. And you talk about music earlier. You're a big music guy. Before we have Pete coming in, we got like 2-3 minutes before we would take a break.
You have a musician on your crew.
We have Addy over here that has been, you know, just doing the tons of concerts and
I don't know all of it. I don't know any of them she's brought up, but I'm sure they're fine.
They're all fantastic. What did you, because we talked about Ozzy Osbourne today is, I think they were doing the funerals today. They were, you know, doing all the big, you know, parade thing and whatnot. But you must have been a Sabbath and an Ozzy guy growing up and the connection with sports, right? Like all that music and
100%.
You know, Crazy Train getting ready to a game. Like
I was just going to say, listen to Crazy Train today, but listen to the lyrics, not just the music. Listen to what – here's the thing. You always listen, especially from that generation, and I know this generation too, we'll talk about their stories, but Ozzy was saying something in Crazy Train. It's not about – Crazy Train going out and being wild and partying. It's about, it was a state of the world. It was a state of society. Listen to that type of stuff. So it's funny now listening, or interesting now, not funny, you can laughing at it, but it's interesting listening to any Sabbath music or Ozzy music and then listening to the message in the song that you just used to throw the hair we used to have around and go to the, whether it was here at the Odd or Maple Leaf Gardens.
It was
in
about
Toronto
the guitar solo and the drum and all of that. And
Ozzy, I don't know, it's an interesting time of our lives when these people start, like even Chuck Mangione passing away, and Ozzy Osbourne and
Hulk Hogan.
So many, saw Hulk once. So it's, I don't know, it's an interesting time.
It's definitely an interesting time. Listen, this is the type of places where you can...
Life. You just made me think about life way too much.
I know I did, but to go back to why we're here at KeyBank Center today is this, kind of...
Cookies.
...extension, the naming rights extension that will go all the way until 2036. And this is where in 30 years from now, you and I will probably be talking about, oh, remember we saw this concert, or there's a lot of people that will use KeyBank Center, this arena, as a point of conversation and memories and all of it because of some of the events and some of the games that they will have seen here. My son still talks about being here 2 years ago, the first Bandits championship of their three-peat.
Yeah.
He was here in that night, and on the way out, he bought a T-shirt. Still has that T-shirt at home, right? So that's the way.
Well, look at all the blue and gold. Yes, mm-hmm. black and red, a big part of this generation, too, of Sabres yep. fans. I love the jerseys. Jerseys have been very successful. You just look at the makeup here in front of us, and if you watched in the live stream today, the black and red and white of KeyBank Center yep. and their logo. And I'm looking forward to the actual game that it happens, because it's going to happen. And this place will see playoff hockey again, and KeyBank Center will have their name brighter in lights, because
very bright
the guys
in lights
are going to get us
outside here, right next to RJ Way. But if you want to come to some of the games this year, here's a 10-game flex plans that are available right now. When you're looking to get some Sabres games, choose 10 home games this season and get the home opener included in your plan at no additional cost. Get savings off single games pricing, playoff priority, and more. So go to sabres.com/flex to choose your games and then make memories here at KeyBank Center.
Rangers on opening night, come on.
That's right, October 9th, 7 p.m. That is opening night for the Sabres. We will have Pete Guelli, COO of the Bills and Sabres, here. Join us after the break on Sabres Live.